This is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program on KNDY. This week, I sat down with superintendents from Hanover Lynn and Washington County School Districts, Lee Schmidt and Denise O'Day. We got to talking about new faculty staff, and both were excited about getting them settled into their new positions. Lee thinks that the new teachers would be exceptional in the district of Hanover and Lynn.
There are a few new teachers this year. We've had a number of teachers that retire this year, and we have a few new teachers that are exceptional that will be replacing them. For Lynn, we have Brianne Gagel, who is going to teach preschool. Cindy Hoyer will be a new music teacher in Hanover. Emily Wyke will be a business teacher at Lynn. Ashton Weezy will be a first grade teacher at Lynn. Megan Heisterman will be the fourth grade teacher at Lynn, and McKenna Juniman will be teaching Title I in Hanover. All of these new teachers are exceptional, and we are lucky and very fortunate to have them in our district.
Denise has quite a bit of new staff, including aides, from teaching special ed at the preschool to first grade level to teaching social studies at the high school level.
Well, I've got quite a few new staff. I'll tell you all my staff. Everyone who's new. Okay, I have Jessica Applegarth in first grade, Michelle Mintzmeyer in third grade, Brooklyn Zeller in fourth grade, Jenny Jonas is our pre-K K-1 special ed teacher, Abby Son is our 7-12 band and vocal instructor, Keith Edmonds is our social studies instructor at the high school level, Jennifer Wilbrandt will join us as a special ed para. Raina Shaw will join us as a full-time MTSS aide. And Julissa Mater will join us as a full-time ELL aide.
Changes or improvements are a little exciting. But when a school doesn't need them, the next best thing is being clean. And Lee has one of those schools.
I would just say that both schools are bright and shiny and clean and ready for students. We made a number of improvements around the buildings that I'm sure will be noticed as students arrive.
With Denise, she helped maintain the school during the summer after building an addition last year.
This was a summer of just maintaining. We didn't have any major projects that we undertook. You know, last year we opened up an addition to our building, but we just had general cleaning and upkeep and maintenance this summer.
I asked Lee and Denise what their one accomplishment they're proud of, and for Lee's accomplishment, he's fortunate to be superintendent for his district with amazing staff and community.
I'm very fortunate to be the superintendent for USD 223. We have remarkable educators and staff and wonderful families and students who work very hard every day to accomplish great things both in the classrooms and in the sport arenas.
And sometimes it's hard to pick just one accomplishment to talk about. And Denise is a good example. She talks about having free 4-year-old preschool and many different things.
Oh, that's a hard question. There's so many at Washington County. I love that we have free preschool for all 4-year-olds in our district. It's not income-based. If you're a 4-year-old in our district, you are welcome at our preschool. We meet Monday through Thursday. We have a morning session and an afternoon session. I'm really proud of the MTSS process that we've fully implemented at the elementary and the secondary level. I'm really proud of the fact that we have added staff to help with our most vulnerable population as far as in the at-risk category and our English as a second language category. I'm proud that we have great staff and great kids. So I would say those would be some of the... And I'm proud that we passed a bond issue and could build an addition and that last year we got to enjoy that. There's just lots of things I'm proud of.
I would like to thank Lee and Denise for being the guest on this weekend's Public Affair. If you'd like to listen again, you can always go to sunflowerstateradio.com and stay tuned for the next couple of weeks as more interviews with 4 more surrounding superintendents are to come. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.